You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, and I'm looking down at my cat right now after Doc Halligan's zoonotic freak out last hour. She told us all of the things that could really screw us up with our animals, from cat scratch fever to toxoplasmosis. And I sleep with these cats. I actually clean them with my tongue. No, I don't do that, but I do cuddle with them closely, so I'm always worried about that. And if you look at my arms, you see scratches all up and down from them because I play with them like that. So I don't know.
Plus you clean their litter box too.
I do clean their litter box.
Don't you dare take credit for that.
Okay, the truth is I'm pregnant and I'm not supposed to clean the litter boxes during my pregnancy.
Oh, I get it.
So that's on the way there on Animal Radio. What are you working on over there?
Well, how do you tell the difference? Because these days, everywhere you look, there's service animals who are legit. And then there's maybe emotional support animals who may be trained, but they're not certified service animals. And then there are people who are service animal wannabes, and they're all wearing these vests that say they are a certified service dog. So how do you tell what's real and what's not? And states are now making it illegal for this kind of phoniness and hooliganism that's going on out there.
I think you can be fined now if you
go to jail. It's a crime,
Yep.
Also, you can't refuse service to anybody who has and genuinely needs a service animal. And you could be fined.
And
for
did
that.
You know that there are only, like, if you're in one of those businesses and somebody comes in to your business and you're wondering, is that a real or a fake service animal? There's only two questions that you can ask that person, because if it is a real service animal, you could be sued.
Okay, and you'll find out those questions in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. We're also going to have the cloning folks back on to find out, there's a lot of questions still about cloning and why and how and the whole process.
Yeah, I was wondering, I guess they have to use like a surrogate dog to carry the cloned puppy.
Yes, they do.
And give birth to it. So I'm wondering, you know, what conditions are those dogs kept in? And you know what I mean? Because the money's being made from them. And
are they getting royalties? Or are they just getting saggy boobs and needing a tummy tuck in the end?
That's on the way, and we'll find out. I write that down. I want to ask them that question in just a few minutes. In fact, you ask them that question.
Okay.
And he's back. So where were you? We imagined some super secret assignment. Maybe you were trying to figure out how to get a formula to get gum out of dog hair or something like that.
That's exactly what it was. I had to go down. I went to Florida and got gum out of Mickey's hair. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. You're good that way. You're a giver. Joey Villani, ladies and gentlemen, the dog father. What's up today?
So I got a message from one of our listeners, and she has a Chihuahua. And she's having a hard time. The dog doesn't seem to want to grow hair on the tips of his ears and its tail.
That's weird.
And she wanted to know if, she said the dog seems to be healthy, but before she brings him to the vet, is there anything that they can do? So there could be a bunch of problems, but the real, real easy one is usually circulation. And this is the breeder's trick. When they have dogs that don't grow hair in certain areas, and usually in the tips of the ears and the tail, it's very common, that area stays colder. So what happens is the hair, it doesn't get circulation as good, so the skin itself is colder. So what they do is they coat it, and they use Vaseline. So I'm going to say, try coating it with Vaseline every single day. Now, you don't have to goop it on, just lightly. And believe it or not, what that does, it holds the heat in. And I've seen significant results with $25,000, $30,000 show dogs that they've done this trick on that has grown great, great coat. So if you don't like those balds, I like the bald ears. They don't bother me in tail. But
I don't
if you
think
don't
I've
like
ever
it,
seen that.
Yeah.
Exactly what she said. It looks like a rat. And I guess I just think it's cute. But if you try that first, and you'll notice, you should start noticing hair growth within a week.
Wow.
And then once it gets nice and peach fuzzed over, then you could stop, and then it'll pretty much take its nature will take its course.
Well, now I got to ask you this question, and you knew it was coming. If I just dab a little Vaseline right on the back of my head. Right where
you know
the,
what, Hal?
Little
I don't know. I don't think your head is cold.
Yeah, that's not your problem.
Yeah, that's minoxidil or something for you, Hal.
Okay, it's Animal Radio, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. Call now. Be verbally abused, or you can verbally abuse me. I don't mind.
He's used to it.
Animal Radio is underwritten by Pets. Welcome here, the hour-long TV special that sniffs out the best places to stay, play, and dine with your pets. Visit PetsWelcomeHere.tv and check out the schedule for the TV station in your area. Pets Welcome Here, exciting adventures you can share with your pet. Thanks, guys, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Des Moines resident Clarence Fenton was recently charged with driving under the influence of drugs. His dog's drugs. Authorities say the phenobarbital that was in his bloodstream when he crashed into a utility pole with his car had been prescribed by a vet. 47-year-old Fenton said he took what he thought were the doctor-prescribed antidepressants when police reports show his car hit the pole. His blood work showed that Fenton had actually taken seizure control pills prescribed for his dog, Saturn. Tammy Noble of the Poison Control Center said the story is more common than you'd think. People often take their pet's heartworm medication. Ew. This would be a good time to remind you to read the labels of any medication you're taking.
I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.